Danny, good to speak to you after a couple of wins. Has a week off come at a good time or a bad time?
Probably not a great time, to be honest with you. Obviously, after a couple of wins, you know, you probably want to carry on that momentum. But, you know, it's been a long year for us. And, you know, over the last few years, we've not had many breaks during the season being involved in the Challenge Cup. So, you know, it's nice to get a bit of a break. And we have 4 days off over the weekend, a bit of an extended break. And sometimes it's just nice to get away and spend a bit of time with your family. So, and you know, coming back into training Tuesday, Wednesday, the lads have been buzzing and full of energy. So, yeah, I think it's been you know, good come at a good time for us. But like I say, looking forward to getting back onto it on Sunday.
Mathematically, it's still possible you can make the top eight, and you've got to obviously beat Widnes this weekend. What are you expecting?
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's going to be tough from where we've left ourselves, the position that we've put ourselves in. And but again, we'll just, you know, concentrate on this week. And you know, Widnes are a good team. They're up there in their eight, and you know, they started the season really well. I think they were top of the league for the first part of the year. So, you know, we know they're a good team. We know they've got some, you know, very dangerous players. So, you know, we'll look after our side of things and get things right with our end, which we've been doing over the last few weeks. And hopefully, you know, we can take care of that. And then, you know, just keep trying to keep on this run and see where we end up.
Defensively, it seems you've turned a bit of a corner as a team, been really tight last couple of games.
Yeah, it's worked. You know, we've tweaked a few things here and there, and you know, it's worked for us. I think our middle boys, especially, you know, our pack have been laying a real platform for us and defending really strongly. So, you know, to let in two tries, you know, the conditions haven't been great in both games, but defensively we've been very strong, and we'll need to be that against Widnes on Sunday, because they're, you know, pretty formidable with the ball in hand.
What's the mindset in the camp? Is it that you can still make the top eight, or is it, well, look, we've just got to win one at a time and see where it takes us?
Yeah, I think it's the old boring cliche, send it back here, concentrate on each game as it comes, and then wherever we end up, you know, that's where we'll deserve to be. And it'd be nice if we could, you know, win these last four games and give us some momentum, you know, and see where we end up within the eights then. And you know, I think we've obviously got 11 games left, and you know, the season's sort of, you know, it flies by. And just make sure that we're performing well in these next few weeks, and just, like I say, take each game as it comes.
And how's your body doing? Obviously, you've had your injury problems this year. Are you feeling well?
Yeah, no, it's best I felt. I knew I needed to get a run of games under my belt, and you know, it's been a pretty disappointing year for me personally with the injuries. And you know, I just feel like I'm just starting to find a little bit of form now, and I'm hoping to be, you know, keep improving these next few weeks, and you know, have a big input within the team and obviously within our performances. So looking forward to the next few weeks.
Rare Sunday game at Headingley as well, and you must be looking forward to putting on a big performance for the fans, because they've stuck right behind you, haven't they?
Yeah, they've been brilliant, and I think, you know, with the good times that we've had over the last few years, they appreciate, you know, most of the fans have said, look, we're still with you, even though, you know, things haven't gone great this year. So, you know, they've been brilliant. They've backed us all the way, and you know, it'll be nice to have hopefully a sunny Sunday afternoon game, and hopefully it'll be a great game, and we can get a win.
And a new body in camp as well in the last couple of weeks. That must give everyone a bit of a boost too.
Yeah, I mean, last few weeks we've had more training, you know, than we've had all season. We've been able to get some good practice in, and obviously with Seguiaro coming in this week as well, it's going to add another dimension to the squad. And you know, we all know what a great player he is, and you know what he brings from the NRL. So excited to get out there with him and let him do his stuff, and hopefully he can add something to the team.
And just a word on Zach, he's moved on now. It's always be sad when one of your teammates does move on.
Yeah, it's tough. You know, obviously Zach's been here for a few years now, and become an integral part of the team, not just on the field, off the team as well. He's, you know, well liked by everybody, a great lad. And but again, that's sport, isn't it? I think his decision was to, you know, he wanted to try his arm over there, and if we're honest, the timing wasn't great with obviously where we're at, but you know, everybody backed his decision, and you know, he's going to go over there and give it a good go. So, you know, wish him all the best.
And I guess you've been here that long, you've seen plenty come and go, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm still hanging on by my fingernails. There's myself and Robin Jones is still there, still keeping the old guard going. But that's, again, like I said, it's sport. You know, people come in and enjoy it and stay, and you know, and really get behind the club. And then others it just doesn't work out. And you know, Zach's gone off to pastures new now, and hopefully he'll be a success in the NRL.